Hi, and welcome to this demo of what's in David's tech bag. And I'm doing this demo because lots of people have been asking me over the last couple of years what's actually in my man bag that I carry over my shoulder and in my tech bag, i.e. my computer bag, which is sort of changed into more of a techie bag than a computer bag as such. So I thought I'd finally get around before the end of 2018 to actually doing this demo if you want to listen to it. So anyway, let me start with my man bag first that I carry over my shoulder. And this is the stuff that I normally carry down to Sydney every week when I go down to Parramatta at the Vision Australia store. So, man bag, here we go. I've got my AirPods in their charging case. And then in the same pocket where I keep my AirPods, I always have my trusty 3.5 millimeter audio to lightning adapter. I have one of my older 3.5 millimeter earpods. And just to cover myself, I've also got a lightning pair of AirPods as well. And then this sort of sits in the middle pocket of my man bag is my Tile tag. Of course, which I can use from my iPhone to check where that tag is, i.e. I've put down the bag from work and I've just thrown it somewhere. Then I've got two orientation mobility devices, primarily because I've got to demonstrate both of them anyway. So I have both the Sunu band, S-U-N-U band, and of course my old and trusty mini guide that I've had for donkey's years. Being a IRA user, I've got the Austria smart glasses and the MiFi hotspot. Because as of this recording, the end of 2018, we don't yet have the Horizon glasses here in Australia, so hopefully it'll change soon. Speaking of MiFi, I've also got the Telstra MiFi hotspot to help me use things on the go, such as my Mac Air, Surface Pro, the Google Mini, the Amazon Echo, all that sort of stuff that needs Wi-Fi connectivity. I've got the Envoy Connect Daisy player, which is, of course, the very cheap, basic Daisy player that Vision Australia is now using in lieu of CDs. And again, another trusty one that I've always used again for quite a few years, even from the first edition, is the Victor Reader Stream. And this is the second edition, a very handy unit. And then I've got different types of keyboard in my bag. Just recently I did a podcast on the Revo 2 keyboard, so that's now in my man bag. I've got the O6, which is like that little round button that you can use to control and navigate VoiceOver on the iPhone. Of course, I've got my Tap wearable keyboard. And by the way, some of the stuff I've mentioned, even though technically it sort of lives on me when I'm wearing it, I've also put it in this list as well, because of course, when I'm not wearing it, it's normally popped back in my man bag anyway. The other keyboard, of course, is my Apple Magic keyboard. Oh, and I messed this out in the headphone department. It's my Aftershocks bone conduction headphones that I use with my Apple Watch. Even though I wear it, I'll put this in the list as well, which is my Apple Watch. And sometimes if I don't want to use my smart glasses with IRA, I've also got a neck lanyard and a spare one in my man bag as well. I've also got my iPhone 8 Plus and also my iPhone 10 in my bag as well, depending on which one I'm currently accessing. And finally, I've got a soft pouch which holds four micro USB cables, four lightning cables, small, and these are the chargers that come with my iPhones over the years, six small USB chargers for the wall, an Apple Watch charger, and a 3.5 mil male-to-male audio cable. So that's basically in the man bag that I carry over my shoulder basically every day. And now in my tech, in brackets, computer bag. And with both of these, I've sort of been going from the front to the back of the actual bag. So that's probably why some of the things sound a bit odd. But again, I'm doing from front to back in my computer bag or tech bag. So I've got my beloved Beats Studio headphones, which I use for monitoring and editing all my podcasts. Of course, another Tile tag to keep track of my tech stroke computer bag. I've got a four-port power board, because I always get suspicious of motels and hotels that don't allow you to plug in too many things into their PowerPoints. I've got a 2 meter extension cable just in case. Then I've got the Orbit Reader 20, which is the nice and cheap refreshable braille display. I've got a Beats Bluetooth speaker, and this is the more recent one that's got really, really good sound. The older version was charged via a micro USB cable. This new one does a lightning cable to charge it. And of course, I can also charge my iPhone off the speaker if I need to. Then I've got my Surface Pro with its own keyboard. I'm currently waiting on a second charger to turn up for the Surface Pro, because I don't like having to pull mine out from under my computer desk here at home. I like having chargers both portable, i.e. my bag, or at home and stay put. I've got my beloved Mac Air from 2013, and that also has its own charger. So I've got its own charger both in my bag and also just sitting in one of the power boards here at home. Depending on what I'm doing, I can either have my iPad Pro 12.9-inch with a smart keyboard, or my iPad 9.7-inch with a Logitech keyboard. Most of the time I have either one of those depending on what I'm doing. If I'm not sure what I'm going to demonstrate on a particular workshop day in Vision Australia Parramatta, I tend to take both with me. Then I've got two smart speakers. I've got the Amazon Echo Dot 2nd Edition, and the reason why I chose that one over the 3rd Edition one, which I've got at home, is the fact that I can just use the micro USB cables to power it. And then, of course, being in the same micro USB vein, I've also got my Google Home Mini. And to run both of them portably, particularly at work or when I'm out doing demonstration at a conference, I've also got a very good power bank that I plug either of those smart speakers into. And, of course, I can also use them to charge my iPad or my iPhone if I wish as well. And then finally, I always tend to have at least one good microphone in my tech bag. That's my Blue Yeti USB microphone that I've had again for a number of years. So there you go. So that's both my tech man bag that I carry all the time over my shoulder and my tech stroke computer bag that I carry down to Sydney most of the time. Works pretty well for me. And again, I did this demo just because people had asked. So now people have got what David's got in his tech bags. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to this demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.